This is your friend John Walden. Acts 17 and verse 6 has something most unusual in it. This is what I read. These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. Did you ever meet anybody that turned the world upside down? Well, that's what they accused the Christians of doing in the first century. The 17th chapter of Acts tells about some of the believers, some of the apostles, Paul and Silas and others with them, going to a place called Thessalonica, that is Salonica today in Greece. And there they preached the gospel, but some of the unbelievers became very disturbed over it. And they went to Jason's house, where the Christians had been staying. When they didn't find the apostles there, they took Jason and some of the other believers to the rulers of the city. And this was their accusation. These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. Turn the world upside down? Oh, no. It was already upside down. All the Christians were doing were seeking to set it right. This is the work which the Lord gave us to do. This world was turned upside down by Satan, by sin. Sin came into the human race, and things are all wrong. Things are upset. Our personal lives are wrong. We are upset. Not all people are willing to admit it, but we do have a genuine problem, and that problem is called sin. Now, the Lord has sent us as believers to carry a gospel message to this upside-down world in order to get it set right. And the gospel, we're told, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. This is what they were preaching. He tells us very plainly in verse 2 that Paul reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging, that is, proving beyond any shadow of a doubt, that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is the Christ. Now, some of them believe this message. Why didn't the others believe it? I don't know, but I know it's always been the same. Some believed, some believed not. Those who did believe, they experienced the change that the power of the gospel brings. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Sometimes I wonder why we as Christians today are not turning the world upside down. Perhaps it's because we have forsaken the message. The message that they had was not legislation or reformation or education. Their job was not to create better living conditions in Thessalonica. Their job was to preach Christ and Him crucified. Or perhaps we have departed from the first century methods. The methods of the first century were simply to go to the people and tell them, man to man, person to person, the story of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Not to get a great organization built up. Organization is machinery, and machinery takes a lot of oil and makes a lot of noise and develops a lot of heat, but it doesn't always produce a lot of goods. And the trouble with machinery in Christendom today is that we are not getting the job done. Why don't we as believers try God's way? It'll still work. But be prepared for opposition, because just as soon as they began to preach the gospel, the adversaries were stirred up against them. There's always someone to hail you before the rulers if you are sincerely and honestly preaching Christ and Him crucified. They that turned the world upside down are come hither also. The Lord grant it for your city. The Lord grant it for your community. The Lord grant it for the company of Christians with whom you meet, that we may see the power of the gospel reaching the unsaved and the Word of God setting things right in the lives of believers, and turning things not upside down, but really turning them right side up, as only the Word of God can do. Our Father, we pray that Thou wilt right the things that are wrong in each of our lives. Save those who are not yet saved, we pray, and help Thy dear children to witness for Thee, to carry the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. Bless thy word, we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.